Okay, my name is Kristen Ng. I am 18 years old. Today is October 11, 2021. I'm speaking with Masako Nakamura, who is my grandmother. And we are recording this. She's in Torrance, California, and I'm in San Diego. So, Grandma, can you tell me about your childhood?
Childhood.
Kind of memories or things you remember about your parents?
Yeah, my parents is a wonderful parents.
Uh-huh.
So nice to me. So I'm spoiled because I'm oldest the girl. I have one sister, younger sister, then two older sisters. Our brother. Then two boys, then second is a girl. You know, the third one is a girl. That's why everything, you know, also our parents wanted that baby girl. That's why they so happy to get that girl. So I'm first one is a girl, so, you know, to spoil. For me, yeah. Then I don't want to say I'm kind of Japan's kind of skin. The white is more pretty than dark complexion. Then skin more, you know, pretty skin. Then eyes is not a big like the Caucasian people, but the. I'm pretty, you know, that big. So face is so cute. That's why everybody, our girls are so pretty, cute. That's why my parents kinda, you know, they're so happy for get that. Yeah, that's why more spoiled. Then I learned koto. You don't know koto?
No.
Yeah, kinda. But the 13, yeah, I can explain. Yeah, anyway, I think kinda spoil.
Okay.
Then, if at the town, you know, that's big cities, kinda. Rather like me, but I'm not a country girl, mm-hmm. Not a city girl.
Where are you from?
From Okayama.
Okayama.
You know, that next to, you know, Hiroshima, most of people know the Hiroshima,
mm-hmm.
Close by the Hiroshima. So, yeah. Okayama, not a city, little bit kind of countryside. So, anyway. I'm happy, kind of more kind of spoiled side, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any stories from your childhood or things your parents told you?
Yeah, then that my mother, father, is that spring time, Japan is a kind of flower, huh? That,
mm-hmm. Cherry blossom.
Cherry blossom. Then, you know, my mother make, you know, that gochiso, that food, take it to the, under the cherry blossom, then we're gonna eat. Then sometime, circus coming, you know circus, huh? Then we're gonna go see the circus. Every time, kind of something, you know, coming, then my parents are gonna get me and the kids gonna take it to that there, then, you know. Yeah, anyway, I'm not a rich people, but you know, we have a money too, yeah.
Do you remember things about your grandparents?
Grandparents, yeah, my grandparents or my father, grandpa. I don't like grandpa because grandpa is where you're gonna eat, we're gonna talk, laughing. Don't laugh with that, you know, eating time. Don't talk with eating time. Oh, kind of strict. Like all time people, you know, that's why. Well, grandma, okay. Grandma taught me, don't waste the food. If we're gonna, you know, food you throw away or something, you're gonna get that. Never you get that, you know, kind of like that. Anyway, yeah, everything, you know, mottai nai.
Mm-hmm.
You understand mottai nai, huh? Anyway, special food, don't waste the food. That's my grandpa not teach me not much, but the grandma teach me a lot. Then kind of, you know, Hotoke-sama, you know that Namdai Senjo Kongo Japanese or Buddhist.
Mm.
That kind she teach me.
Religion?
Yeah, then we're gonna go see the old cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're gonna go with my grandma, go with the cemetery.
Oh, okay.
Then clean up that, you know, the ohaka. Ohaka means the
kind of grave.
Yeah, clean up, blend the water, then put the flower like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Once a month, I think once a month we're gonna go see the, you know, cemetery. That's a grandpa, a grandma gonna take me to that. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any traditions that you pass down from your family to us? Kind of traditions or things that you guys used to do or things you ate?
What kind?
Any food or traditions or?
Oh, my mother is you know, the New Year thing. Then Japan is a kind of once a year big festival.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the omatsuri, the festival. Anyway, that time she making the grandma, my mother making, most of women making, you know, not a man. Women making the gochiso, the food, the lots, any kind of food for celebration for that. But I like to eat, but I don't want to, you know, learn that food. That's why I don't like to cook.
Oh.
Yeah. Some people, young time, I was making that, you know, cooking,
mm-hmm.
not me, but my mother, my grandma making good, you know, food, Japanese food.
You make good food.
Yeah, good food. Yeah, then, you know, mochi.
Yeah.
Mochi tsuki. Yeah, that's a New Year things, mochi, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I just looking, not doing that, mochizuki, yeah.
Anything that you taught my mom and uncle and auntie about your Japanese tradition and culture?
Not much. I was working hard, so, you know, I'm not a housewife, so,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I like to work.
Really?
That's why I gotta do two jobs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do waitress, see the people, then I do the hair things, hairdresser. Yeah, I like to do. Not making money, not that much. I'm enjoy to work. Yeah. I don't wanna stay home. Housewife, I don't like a housewife. I like go out, then, you know, talks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite relatives, Grandma? Any of your favorite uncle, aunt? Can you describe them?
My auntie, that's my mother's sister. Mother's side, I like. But my father's side, most, you know, the brother, huh? That's why auntie is a kind of in-law, huh?
Oh,
not your auntie, right?
Oh, in-law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I don't like my father's side. My mother's side, or my my mother has a five sister. That's all close to, but they all die young.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because most cancer. My mother was, you know, the cancer. Then she was 53 years old. She died with that woman cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a breast. I can't say it, but yeah, one more time. Yeah, woman cancer.
Ovarian?
Yeah, that kind.
Were you sad?
Yeah. That time I was 16 or 17 years old. But some people is a kind of more young time, huh? More kids time. I lose mother. I'm 16, 17. I'm kind of grow up. So, but still kind of sad.
Yeah. Were you close to her?
Yeah, I was. My mother is put in the world, best in the world, so nice to me. Yeah.
And where is your mom from?
Mom from the Shikoku, another island.
The Shikoku? Kana.
Yeah, Shikoku.
And then your dad?
That is Okayama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and next to Hiroshima, yeah.
Your grandparents too?
Yeah, Okayama.
Okayama?
Yeah, same village, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then how did you and Grandpa meet?
Oh, I think my father is kind of, you know, Toyota?
Mm-hmm.
Toyota is a car.
The company?
Company, huh?
Yeah.
That's a small Okayama, no, you know, that president.
Oh, president of Toyota?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All over branch, yeah?
Yeah.
Okayama, Hiroshima, Tokyo, Osaka, that one's my father is Okayama, no.
Mm-hmm.
Stencho means Okana. In the company, no president, top of that, yeah. Then I think sometime he gonna see the Tokushima, that Shikoku means that kind of place. Then I think met with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then kind of, yeah, like that. That's why. Not or some people all that time, kind of some people gonna together, huh?
Arranged.
Yeah, arranged. Yeah, but my mother and father is a kind of, you know, the love.
They met.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of.
And then how about you and Grandpa?
Me and what, Grandpa?
You and Dad.
Yeah, my father, my husband.
Yes.
I think working for under my uncle.
For what?
For tick sector.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, then I visit my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle George. Yeah, then I met him then. He loved, you know, he first met me, oh, he loved, you know, oh, I like it, I like her, that kind of thing. That's a Japanese, hitome bore. You know, first time met, yeah, that kind.
Love at first sight?
Yeah. Then he's so kind of yasashi, means so kind, nice to me. Wow. Anyway, that's why I gonna, you know, kind of close to him. Yeah, I love him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Was it hard to move to the United States from Japan, Grandma?
Oh, yeah. What happened?
You had to press the green button.
Green?
At the top.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it hard to come to the United States from Japan and leave?
Yeah, that time was how many? 50? So close to 60 years ago, huh?
Uh-huh.
I just visit for my our uncle for 3 months, I think that. Oh, kind of limit. Not for 1 year, or that I think our visit is, I think, 3 months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I met him, he liked him. Then I want to stay. Because my mother, if I have a mother is alive, mm-hmm. maybe I don't want to stay that, you know, United States here. But that time more, oh, I loved my mother then, you know, I'm so sad. I don't want to after Japan. That's why that kind of, yeah, feeling.
So it wasn't that hard to leave behind all your siblings and your dad?
Yeah, that's right. Then I gonna go with a date with him. Then, yeah, he like him, he love me. Then we gonna marry them.
How long did you date for?
Huh?
How long did you date for?
Date for maybe like 6 months.
Oh, 6 months.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. What was the hardest thing to adjust in America from Japan? What was kind of difficult for you? Language or people?
Well, I think people and that kind of that talk English, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That speak. Then, that time, I don't want to be on the front of the, you know, the Caucasian people. I like Japanese people. That's why, you know, most of the time go date,
yeah,
or Japanese movie, or a Japanese place, more people in Japanese show Tokyo, you know, J-Town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're gonna go J-Town. Oh, I'm comfortable. You know, if everybody looking at more Caucasian people, I'm not comfortable that time. Yeah.
And did you know English before or you learned it here?
No, here. Because at that time, 60 years ago, oh, we are all high school, that English class too. But that just a more kind of, how many hours to 1 week? Just maybe 2 hours or 3 hours for, you know, learn English for a week. Maybe now it's a different, but at that time, about 60 years ago, yeah. Then I don't like that, learn English.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why kind of English so hard to learn. Yeah.
Did you speak Japanese with Grandpa or English?
Yeah, most of the time in Japanese. Then my uncle speaks Japanese. My other uncle speaks Japanese. Then my or uncle's wife from Japan, you know, Kyoko from Japan. Yeah, that's right. Most Japanese friend, everything, you know, I'm making the friend, everything from Japan. Yeah, that's right. How to learn English.
And where did you move when you came to the U.S.? Where'd you live?
Live around here.
In Gardena?
Torrance.
Torrance, Gardena, yeah?
Yeah, Gardena, Torrance around here. Carson.
Lots of Japanese people there?
Yeah, most of Japanese around here. That's why I don't want to move other east or the other place. Then, you know, weather, everything nice. Yeah.
That's Did you move at all?
Huh?
Did you move at all from Torrance?
Yeah, more here is the best.
Where else did you live?
Live what? Okay, first time we came. Oh, Gardena for about we stay at the honeymoon time. You know, apartment for at the Gardena.
Okay.
Yeah. Then we the father-in-law died, so we stay at the father-in-law's house, small house at the castle. Then. After we gonna sell in the house, then move to the, you know, Torrance. Mm. Yeah. Then everybody have apartment. Yeah.
Didn't you live in Indiana?
Indiana? Oh, that's a kind of apartment at the you know that time my husband gonna. Six moved to there, then for a couple months. Then the Chicksexa is a kind of cold place, not doing at here. That's why we move my husband. I'm gonna take to, I know, with my husband to there.
Did you like it?
No, it's kind of cold, snow, all over, kind of, I don't like. Then people, I don't like, if you go to a small town, then my husband gonna have a time, we're gonna go out to the small town. Then some people, the most Caucasian people, talk, you know, talk, oh, kind of, they looking at the Japanese people here, then kind of, you know.
Were they racist to you?
Yeah, mom. I'm not comfortable because they talk with each other, looking up, looking me, looking us, then talk, you know. I'm not comfortable.
That's 60 years ago.
Not means, they not say anything, but feel like. But the apartment owner, Lendo is so nice, already nice.
Oh.
Yeah, but that time, I don't like that. People gonna, you know, just looking, then talking, behind us.
Oh.
We not say anything, we not do anything, but around there, Indiana, maybe kind of small town, I don't know. Not comfortable.
Yeah.
But I don't like that time. Maybe now it's a much, much different, you know.
So you moved back to Torrance after?
Yeah. And then my father-in-law passed away, you know, car accident. Oh. That's why we can be, that time I'm pregnant.
Oh, with Auntie Linda?
Yeah, and that's my, you know, the stomach, so came back.
Oh, okay.
So I'm so glad.
To go back?
Yeah. I don't want to go back.
How were kids? Auntie Linda, Uncle Doug, Auntie Mom?
Yeah.
What was it like?
Oh, they are like other people, same other kids. Sometimes, you know, that kenka fighting, but that, oh, kind of, which is kind of nice. Yeah. No problem.
You have any stories about them?
Story. No, not much.
It says to ask, who is the most influential person in your life?
What's that mean? I don't understand.
Who helped you the most in your life or taught you many things? Someone you look up to?
Oh, my Regina. Oh, yeah, my youngest daughter, Gina.
And why?
Why? Because now we're not rich, but we have money, then, you know, the young time. Then one time I have a, you know, apartment, then going to college, yeah, you know, has apartment, we're going to everything we're going to pay for, huh? Then property tax we're going to pay. That time, not only one apartment, the other. Anyway, I need the money. That time, my youngest daughter, I asked her money, and that time, 4,000 or 5,000 borrowed from her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, a lot of help for me. Mm-hmm. Pay the, you know, property tax. Yeah, but I asked Linda don't have money. Douglas don't have money. Only Gina have, in the bank. That's more how many years ago? That's I never forget. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're most grateful for that?
Yeah, I'm so, you know, Tascaro means that. I have living no problem, but the ones kind of lots of money for special property tax is that, April one time pay, then, December pay, then not only the 15906, the house, apartment. Mm-hmm. I have other three of them, huh? Then still with that time, now we don't pay off, but at that time we're gonna pay in that loan. Yeah, that time kind of hard. Then plus we're gonna pay tuition for that lender. Then our apartment for, you know, renting the apartment, lender we're gonna dorm or something. Then I'm gonna pay for that one too. Then for the spending money, I'm gonna give that lender. That time I have a two job, but sometime we kinda, you know, not enough money to pay. That time, yeah. Otherwise, no problem. Every day, living, that one is all fine. But the ones kind of property tax, kind of lots of money for property tax, not only one apartment, you know. Then still I loan that, you know, apartment, not a pay off, so that's why it was so hard that time. Yeah. Then I borrowed money from Gina, my youngest daughter. So that one so helped that. Yeah, I never forgot. Mm. Forget, yeah.
Grandma, can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Happy?
Yeah.
Happy, that's a kind of first time my oldest Linda has a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That time, pregnant, she, I think Linda and Glenn came. I think that time, I don't know, they're gonna pregnant. Then they're gonna show something that, oh, you have, then that was so happy.
Aww.
You know, first time then they're gonna be pregnant, first time I hear. Yeah, that was so happy.
With Evan?
Yeah, Evan.
And how was it having grandchildren?
Grandchildren, yeah, Evan, then kind of happy, then, grandkids, yeah. Then Gina find that boyfriend, you know, but that was happy too. Yeah, that one happy.
What are your hopes for us, for your grandchildren or your children? What do you want in life for us?
Yeah, more everything has to get, you know, good job. Then, you know, the health wise, everything normal is okay. You know. Not gonna go doctor, not a lawyer, that kind of don't need it now. Anyway, every day, you know, kind of healthy, then enough money to live in. That one's a, yeah, that's a kind of not normal life, the health wise. Yeah, then no accident or nothing. That's every day I'm gonna pray. Or, you know, grandkids, everything, no, no accident, everything, every day. You know, then my two, son-in-law, yeah, two of them, nice, yeah. That one's every time I pray at the Hotoke-san, I'm gonna pray that, yeah.
What are you proudest about?
Huh?
What are you proudest about in your life?
Proud.
Kind of jozu.
Huh?
Jozu, what are you proud about?
Proud of. Because now we don't have a nose, just the star is a zero. Then, like this, I have a, you know, the three kids grow up nice, then six grandkids, everything. You know, that nice, huh? Then we have enough money. Then I have a nice husband. Then I'm so happy now. So I'm everything satisfying. I'm happy now. That's enough. No more. I don't want it. No more. I keep this one that go for until I die. Then, okay. Yeah, but I gonna tell them more good stuff, but enough, not English, so yeah.
That's beautiful.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm so happy now. Yeah. Thank you.
And then, what is your favorite memory of me? What do you remember about me?
You?
Yeah.
You guys did the cage time coming here. I'm happy. Then, you know, Nanika. First of all, you got it. You're making money. First time you got the check.
Uh-huh.
You got invite us. That was, I'm so happy you're feeling that way. First time you making money, then your first check, you guys, you gonna take me and grandpa gonna take that, you know? That was not much, but that feeling, I'm so happy. You and the Jonah too.
Uh-huh.
First time, you know? Oh, you first time you walk in, then you get the check. Yeah. I never forget that much. A little thing, but yeah. The feeling, yeah, you guys thinking me and the grandpa, that's why. Oh, first time making money, the check. Oh, gonna thank you for, you know, grandma, grandpa. Then take the restaurant, that, you know, other kids, no. Or even or other touches, no, you know, not like you are thinking, you and Evan, Jonah. That feeling I like, yeah.
And then my last question for you, Grandma, is there anything you want to pass on, any wisdom or saying to future people, future generations, to your grandkids, something you want to say?
Why, I understand what you said.
Is there anything you want to say to all of your grandkids or people, if we have grandchildren, if we have children, anything you want to say?
Wow. What that means?
Like any kind of saying that you teach us? Kind of.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I said before too, but you guys are healthy, health-wise. You're going to drive that, you know, that more careful to drive. Everything you are every day, you are happy, then I'm enough that, you know, you are going to reach, or you're just happy to, you're going to get, you know, rich with the okay, but not like that. You every day, you satisfying. Every time you're happy, everything, happiness, okay.
Any wisdom, anything you live by, Grandma? You know, you say don't waste or be kind to people, that kind of thing. Any kind of saying that you teach us?
Oh, that one. Now I'm grow up, that time, long time, you know, not much, everything, food, you know, that after all,
yeah,
kind of, that's why now the young people, everything more waste, but you and the Jonah, not like a, not compared to other touches or that, but I think more, everything more kind of, don't waste, you know, water, everything, kind of too much using, too much, then not thinking, you know, because now that everything you take, getting up, easy to get the everything. That's why too much wasteful, not only you, other our young people. That was more, you know, mottai nai kind, you know. Yeah, thinking that way for everybody, for young people.
Don't waste.
Yeah, waste, don't waste everything. Water, you know, food, everything, don't waste. Yeah, that kind I want to say to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
No.
Nothing?
That's enough. Yeah.
Nothing? Okay. I'll put